UFOs and the truth. There are still people and agencies who will dispute some of the most solid UFO sightings. Take the case of the sighting by US Air Force Airman at the Rendlesham Forest, who had a very close-up experience where a UFO landed by them. I can't tell you how many people tried to dispute this, even when the next day the base deputy commander went out with some of his men and found markings on a group of trees where the UFO had landed and marks on the ground. There certainly are a group of people who will always be what I call doubting Thomases. I am sure if a UFO landed among them, that would soon change. It is true, not all UFO sightings are of alien craft, and I will take it a step further. Most are not alien craft. After all, most people call anything they don't recognize in the sky as either being a UFO, or possibly, being a UFO. When I say UFO, I am referring to more than the definition of a UFO, which is an unidentified flying object. I am talking about what most people think when they hear that term, which is alien craft. It is so easy to see a plane from a certain angle and not see the wings, for example, which make it look like a cylinder. With the advent of drones, many of them can be misidentified. Compounding this is the way some UFOs hide their identity by disguising themselves as planes and helicopters. Several of them have been caught morphing from one shape to another. It has to make many of us wonder how many machines are in the sky and in front of us, and we don't know they are UFOs. One thing which opened the eyes of many of us was the time there was a military parade in Mexico and an eclipse happened. Suddenly people saw hundreds of UFOs in the sky. They had been hidden somehow, but the eclipse made them visible. No doubt, the UFOs have much better stealth abilities than anything we have. In 1996, a college professor was flying his plane when he looked down and saw a crashed object which looked almost like a submarine on the ground. Smoke was pouring out of a gash on the rear. Before that, he had seen the object flying around in jerky motions. The sighting took place in Brazil and has been spoken about many times. He said he landed the plane and picked up a piece of metal which looked like tin foil and crushed it in his hand. But it sprang into its original shape again. At that point, the army came and chased him away. A few days later, two women, and their friend, were walking through the nearby area when they claimed they saw a strange creature. They said it looked frightened and in distress. She described it as having red eyes, oily skin, no mouth, and no hair. It also had very large eyes. They believed they saw an alien. A filmmaker claimed the creature was captured and a video exists of the creature. Many people who are interested in the UFO phenomena are very tired of the cover-ups. They have gone on far too long. Others say watch out what you wish for, because there could be some terrible and frightening reasons. We are not being told the entire story. It has become very obvious, at least to me, that extraterrestrials are coming here from many different planets. And this can be noted by the different ones which have been described and the many different spacecraft of which there seems to be different advanced technologies involved. Some may be more hostile and some magnanimous, with the rest falling somewhere in between. Some may have committed atrocities against us, and this could be the reason the government doesn't want to come clean. I have to wonder, however, with all the politics we have to put up with, if not telling us the truth is a political decision because something is being hidden from us which could help us, like certain cures for diseases and such. If it's political, we will never know the truth. I have said this before, it seems unbelievable NASA is appointing a group to investigate UFOs when you study all the UFO activity they have been involved in for years. This makes no sense to me. The reason I say this is you would have thought they have been investigating this for years and already know the answers. We know from whistleblower testimony they had cameras on a meeting between an alien and astronaut on the open bay of a space shuttle in orbit. We also know every time a UFO appears near the space station, the cameras are turned off to hide the fact. They have plenty of video of UFOs, and some are very famous, such as one known as the Broken Tether, where hundreds of UFOs gathered around 20 miles of Broken Tether. The other very famous video is where a missile was shot from the Earth at a UFO in orbit and it took off to avoid being hit. Believe me when I say NASA knows what is going on. So why appoint a UFO group? Probably to stall having to tell us anything worthwhile. It seems the sighting of UFOs is played down much more than the public knows about. So many military pilots have said they see UFOs every day or almost every day, when they take to the skies. This is something most of us never hear about. I just want to make one point clear, these are not sightings of secret military craft or craft from other countries, and we know this because the technology is far too advanced. I believe we could be keeping some technologies secret we have found in crashed UFOs, and if the public found out they would really be angry. It is time for the truth, but it was also time for the truth in 1947 at the Roswell crash, and yet here we are. In 2017 an article appeared stating the United States has recovered 7 UFOs and 27 alien bodies. The article appeared in the Express and said the information came from a leak at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Along with this information, some documents were released which supposedly support the fact the Roswell crash of a UFO was genuine. I want to repeat this, I believe a war is going on between aliens, and that is why there are so many UFO crashes. It seems to get hot at times and during other times cools off.